Leonard Sweet and Frank Viola, they have written a book, you may have heard about it, called The Jesus Manifesto. And in an interview I was listening to this weekend, they were saying, which one of the five senses do you think is the most spiritual?
Let's see. Touch.
Okay.
Feel. I guess this would be touch.
That would be touch.
sight. Hearing. Sense of smell. How many?
That was four. And you have one more. It's what you've done already this morning.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well.
That's five. Yeah.
Frank and Lynn say that it is hearing. The sense of hearing is the most spiritual of the five senses.
Because what goes in.
That's what I
would say that, yeah.
As a tease while ago, that's what I thought it would be hearing.
When Mary found out she was pregnant, or, you know, as the Apostles' Creed says, conceived by the Holy Ghost, it was through hearing.
Most of the time, you hear, you know, how do we see Jesus? And in a biblical sense, hearing comes before seeing. Faith comes by hearing. And there is something that our forefathers and mothers used to have a lot of fun in Christian history ranking all five senses. You know, which are the most spiritual senses? And is it touch? Is it taste? Is it smell? Is it sight? Is it hearing? And by and large, the number one priority always comes to hearing. The ears are the primary spiritual organ. And in the medieval period, when they talked about in the conception of Mary, they had this ray coming out of heaven through her ears. I mean, it was her ears, if you will, that gave birth to. Through her ears did she give birth to Christ, was she conceived by the Spirit. So the question about the hearing is absolutely. I mean, in a biblical sense, you don't see a vision; you hear a vision. If you see a vision, it's probably yours, because your eyes are very deceitful. You can't trust your eyes. That's why God gave us eyelids. You know, you can trust your ears. We have no ear lid, because they're much more trustworthy. How do you hear God, and how do you hear Jesus? And as every parent knows, you hear before you see. I mean, what is a sonogram? A sonogram hears into sight. And that's what Frank and I are doing in this book, is we're doing sonograms of the Spirit. We're trying to sonogram Jesus everywhere, and to hear into sight, and hear into speech.